This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Saturday afternoon at the Garden, you did have the Sam Rosen tribute. And rather than play you those clips, just the end of the game, which was kind of exciting. It was a 1-1 game, and all of a sudden in the third period, things erupted back and forth, and the Rangers did prevail for Sam on his big day.
Hughes against Snyder, centers, and it's blocked by Fox. Cleared to the empty net. Score! How about that? JT Miller against his former team puts the icing on the cake.
And they did.
Was that your favorite
victory
guy, Phil Esposito, there on the left?
Yeah, no, he's my favorite color commentator. Yes. He's just the best.
It was a nice ceremony. I do hope they'll put something up in the rafters for Sam at some point. Someone said to Howie Rose, and he re-quote-tweeted it over the weekend, that next year and moving forward, when the Rangers score a power play goal, like the horn sounds, mm-hmm, before they do the goal song, it's just have Sam's voice doing
it. It's a power play goal. That's cool.
See, I don't think you can hang something in the rafters. You dedicate the broadcasting booth to it.
You do. Well, think of, they got a ton of banners for, you know, musical performances, right, and whatnot.
Billy Joel's in the rafters. Yeah. But Billy Joel's still the main attraction. You know what I'm saying?
Okay. Yeah.
Listen, Sam's had a great career.
You could put Sam up there with a microphone.
But are you putting John giving John a monument?
They might someday.
No, they're not. Come on.
Isn't Bob Shepard out there and Mel Allen?
Yeah, I think so.
Pretty sure are they are.
I think they are.
I think they are.
All right, in that
or
case, I'm wrong.
Maybe not a monument, but a plaque in Monument Park.
Okay, so it'd be a different thing.
I guess.
Aaron.
We'll see.
They're going to do something.
There's got to be a distinct difference between the player and the announcer.
Understood. He also did, Sam, a press conference. I don't know if it was before or after. And this is kind of funny because you've even said, how can he go out like this?
Yes,
like
I have said that.
It kind of gets cut off at the beginning here, but he's like, I'm trying my best to get them in here.
Hey, it's a power play goal.
This team into the playoffs with me. I walk around the locker room at practice giving them encouragement. Come on, guys, you can do it. They're not listening to me.
Yeah, well, they did win that game. Now they got to go out to the West Coast and play the Kings, the Ducks, and the Sharks. Speaking of the Ducks, they had Jim Harbaugh in the locker room. I think this was pregame yesterday or last night, but sometime over the weekend, I suppose. So the coach brings him in there to get the players all fired up pregame.
What an honor. This is incredible. It's the kind of stuff I live for right here, this time right before the game. And I can see the heart going. My heart's going, too.
He makes a comparison.
I was always like one of those race horses at the Kentucky Derby, you know, before a game. Like, you can tell. I mean, they got a little sweat. Got a little sweat coming down. You can see the heart pumping. snot bubbles coming out. I mean, you guys are it's thoroughbreds, man.
Yeah.
And it's probably funnier when you watch it.
What is it?
Yeah. It looks like Mark on steroids.
Yeah. that and some of the players looking at this guy like, what the hell is going on? Like guys that are not from North America and, you know, follow football. Sure. Jacob Trouba's in there. He's loving it. He's smiling. Some of the other guys are like, who is this dude and what is happening?
That's funny.
And then this was the end here.
Why you pretend to be horse?
Pretty much. And here was the end.
Coach was hitting me with this story about the bow and arrow. And got me. I mean, that's why the heart's going right now, man. You got me pumped up right there. So hey, let's go draw the arrow back. I just feel that. I feel that strong. That's strong. Like right there, right? Draw back as far as you can. Aim and release. Take your freaking shot, man. It gets me right there. So go out and play as hard as you can, as fast as you can, as long as you can. Keep your wits about you and don't worry. Win on three. 1, 2, 3.
Now, if this was from yesterday, they went out and lost 5-2. I don't know that it was, but
it was. It's funny to watch, though.
Yeah,
that's for sure.
Last thing before moment of the day, McMonagle and Fliegelman on the overnight talking new ballpark foods for the local teams. So the Yankees, while you were gone, put out this. They got this tiramisu and a helmet or whatever.
Yeah. Some of the AI things that people have put out are very good. They're funny. Like the Jets helmet filled with the gabagool. And it looks like a real picture of these meats that are pouring out of this Jets helmet. It's not bad.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
So the Yankees had their event, which I think Schwartz went to. So the Met event is coming up. They're tasting and the new foods and all that. Reminded C-Mac about something he saw in that or that he thought he saw.
And apparently, I saw Frank the Tank was not happy with the new addition to Citi Field. They have turned what was once the pizza something or other. It was like an old pizza.
No, it was. Are you talking about the Piazza Club?
Oh, is it the Piazza Club? Oh, my God. I assumed it was pizza because they turned it from pizza to Heineken. Did I misread that?
Yes, it was. Jackass.
I got all this food on my mind. I thought it was like just like a pizza thing. They turned it into a Heineken lounge.
No, so the Piazza Club, which was sponsored by Piazza's by vodka line, is now the Heineken Club. Chris, what's on your mind at 4:38 in the morning?
I was,
and you're not even a big pizza guy.
No, I'm not.
That goes back to you. I mean, he's just working too much, all hours, and no sleep.
So it's not even the Piazza Club brought to you by Heineken. It's just they got rid of his name.
I guess his vodka is no longer a sponsor. So they see ya.
And now but they don't even keep his name.
It might still be the Piazza Club presented by Heineken now. Yeah.
I don't think so. If you look at the picture. They completely, it's all Heineken. There's no other
really
things in the
Mike's got to pay to get his name out there, I guess.
But still, I mean, you got like the Gil Hodges entrance. I mean, you're going to get rid of that? Budweiser wants to slap their name on it?
I guess
everything's
so.
For sale, apparently.
Yeah.
Wow. I suppose. Anyway, you got that. And now let's get to moment of the day. As you guys were covering some of the Alec Baldwin and wife news stories that have been going on recently. He went to a play where, her ex was in the play?
Yeah.
And had a, as he said, clarinet hanging from his waist. Is that correct?
Yeah.
How did Pete Rose describe the DiMaggio? Do you remember?
With a penis, man hanging from a penis.
Right, right. Or a penis with a man hanging from it.
Yeah.
This was kind of similar, and you guys went into the discussion about all of that and related topics as well.
But if Alec Baldwin is a man with a smaller penis...
What?
If he is, then he's been dealing with that his whole life, right?
I'm sure.
And if he's a man with a larger penis, he's probably thinking, wow, that one's larger. Wow, big deal. But I still have a big one, so it's fine.
True.
So I don't think he's, you know, I think it definitely caught him off guard and he thought that that was a funny story, but I don't.
It was funny.
I need to tell you something before we go on our third date. I have a micro penis.
Before our third date, where you might see it.
He found a woman who doesn't care about micro penis.
I read that story too.
We did the podcast.
She was very into it.
She was.
And how it worked for her and all of those things. I mean,
they really met perfectly.
Yes.
Micro penis, sensitive vagina.
Yeah. Well, that was that whole Curb episode. Like, maybe it's not a small penis, maybe it's a big vagina. Right? Oh. And then
what can her problem be? Large vagina?
Yeah. And they did the, you remember the whole thing? They did this, Gary? Did that? Remember that? It's like, it's you. You're the large.
Oh, yeah. My God.
Are you getting excited? I am excited. I only have a micro penis.
I only have.
You say this a lot, Al. You're very forward.
And as he admitted on the warm-up show this morning, as we discussed the man who mooned the cameras at, was it the Philly spring training game behind home plate?
Blue Jays.
Thank you. And we're talking about if you ever mooned anyone, so on and so forth. And I was like, well, I never want to take my pants off. That about covers it.
The woman seemed mortified, by the way, in that video.
Who can blame her?
That was funny.
Jeez. Yeah. Oh, yeah. We guessed Boomer has probably mooned somebody in his life. And we thought you probably did at some point back in the day as well.
Yeah.
Accurate?
Well, yeah. I mean, I streaked. I mean, does that count?
Oh, yeah. Al was referencing this. Was this when you were living with Monzo and Licata?
For like situation? $40. Yeah.
$40.
Yeah, I mean, big money back then. Needed it.
Yeah.
I was still a part-timer.
So instead of streaking through the quads at the gymnasium, you were streaking through Astoria, Queens?
I did. Nice. I ran across Steinway Street into King's Deli, and I grabbed a banana, and I threw $1 on the counter, and I ran across with a banana.
Wow.
Yeah.
How fitting.
And the guy was laughing his ass off.
I'm sure he was.
He was so... You know what was covering my face was one of those Fandinis. Remember those things?
No.
It was like this little... It was before COVID, but it was like... I don't know what the hell this thing was. This piece of cloth that was part of a promotion, and it was a Fandini. And Minko used to walk around, I had a Fandini. He used to do that. He used to love that. So it was like you'd have it on your neck or you'd like have it on your head. It was just the dumbest thing ever.
Was that like that thing Mike tried to put on his head from the Super Bowl swag bag the year?
Something similar to that.
Yeah.
So,
he didn't know what to do with it.
Right. Nobody did. But you could see through it. So I put the Fandini on my face and... Went across.
So you couldn't be identified?
Right, exactly. Yes. Well, I mean, I could by my micropenis.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave. Welcome to the club.